on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Bye-bye. All righty. Good morning, Brock. Hunter.
What's up, dude?
Are you still cleaning your basement, for God's sake?
Now my cat's down here. Kira's, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. You damn cat.
If you missed it earlier, Hunter's telling us a story about how his cat knocked over a cup full of coffee, and now Hunter spent all morning trying to clean it. Yeah.
Apparently, I had a gallon of coffee the other morning because that's about what's in my basement.
I'm not knocking your cats. They seem like good cats, but there was a study done recently, and I think it said, like, if cats were humans, they would have psychopathic tendencies. And you can see that. They're psychos, man.
They just latch onto you at any given moment, right?
Knock over. And they just do it. They're like, whatever. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it, old man?
Yeah. You're absolutely right there, because he could be chilling, right? Yeah. He had to be in that good mood, and you touch him in the weird spot, like his stomach or something. Wham! He lets it. Mood flips like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Because it's just a tiny, tiny lion.
Like, imagine that, Brock. Like, you're having a blast, dude. You're out partying, having a good time. Then somebody comes up and just rubs your stomach. Yeah. Straight murder him.
Yes. Now I go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
No.
Don't touch me there. Ever.
Dude, like the Pillsbury man. That's what I do. So, anyway. All right. Well, hey, take a break from cleaning real quick because we got to do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medley Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can.
Nabis.
You got it. Even when your cat spills coffee all over the place, you'll be fine because you'll be high.
Yeah.
From Medley. They got you covered.
Just smoke one. It'll calm you down.
Is catnip like cat weed? Is that what you...
It's more like cat cocaine.
Cat crack? Honestly. Cat crack?
Cat crack.
Available at Walmart. Cat crack. Anyway, seriously, go see the guys and gals over at Medleaf. They're going to get you taken care of. Make sure those stockings are stuffed with goodies from Medleaf. Your dumb vocabulary for today. I think we've done this one before, but I don't care because it's probably one of the greatest ones ever. Bullwhip.
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 Well, because I have a bullwhip, I can't think of anything else but an actual bullwhip.
No, you have a sex whip.
It's a bullwhip.
It's a sex whip. It's got gold studs in the handle.
Damn
it's
right.
A sex whip.
It's a show whip. That's why it's got studs on
it. It's a fancy whip. It's a fancy whip.
Fancy whip.
Bullwhip.
Bullwhip. I don't even know what else it would be.
You're going to love it. I think when I say it, you're like, oh, yeah. It's the male version of a ponytail.
A bullwhip. Look at your bullwhip, man.
Oh, God, I love it.
The ponytail.
Yeah, yeah. But on the male version. And if you can, like, mullet it on top. So if you got business up front, bullwhip in the back, dude, you're crushing ass. Example, I saw a ton of bullwhips at the NASCAR race right there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of bullwhips, man. Rat tails.
Yeah, fantastic.
What's better, a rat tail or a bullwhip?
Bullwhip all day, son. All day.
I think so.
You see some guy with a big, hearty bullwhip on the back of his, get out of here. That guy's not messing around, okay? He is not messing around. And if it's braided, forget it. He'll take an eye out with that, man.
Oh, yeah. Whitch, whitch, whitch. That guy's pro.
Pro. All right, there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Monday. We'll be back.